between me and mine. The closer I get, the harder it is to find.
Jay Thurber, the website jthurbershow.com. You're tuned to Radio 9 here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
WRCT Active Radio News.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a political assassination. We are celebrating 250 years of the founding of this great nation. We are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. The first one of those is life.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox calls the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk on a university campus a dark day for his state, a tragic day for the nation, and a direct attack on democratic values. Authorities continue to search for the shooter who struck while Kirk was engaging students in debate. One former Utah governor calls the shooting, quote, jarring, saying it cuts to the heart of a typically peaceful community. Several historically black colleges received threats and went into lockdown after Kirk's death. Purdue sociology professor Marcus Mann says consumption of media full of virulent rhetoric has made political polarization more extreme and potentially more violent.
That kind of us versus them mentality is incredibly compelling, and it's very powerful for fostering strong in-groups and making you feel part of a strong community. And we see media outlets gaining audience share through this kind of thing.
After the attempted assassinations of President Donald Trump, some Republicans blamed Democrats for calling Trump a Nazi. Democrats responded that many on the right even call vaccine and campus speech policies fascist. Trump himself described his political opponents as, quote, vermin, called them far more sinister than international enemies, and said they would have to be totally rooted out. Colorado officials say a 16-year-old student who opened fire at Evergreen High School was radicalized by an unnamed extremist network. Two classmates remain in critical condition. New York advocates are pushing Governor Kathy Hochul to call a special legislative session to respond to deep cuts from the federal tax and budget mega bill. Rebecca Gerard with Citizen Action of New York warns slashing Medicaid could overwhelm the healthcare system.
Hospital closures, healthcare staff, job losses. In the most immediate term, there should be emergency relief for rural hospitals and for the ability to maintain staffing.
The state faces a $3 billion shortfall from Medicaid to Head Start and SNAP. Advocates also want lawmakers to pass a long-stalled proposal to restrict cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration agents. A debate is brewing in Congress over the fate of barred owls. Wayne Pacelli with Animal Wellness Action says lawmakers are moving to review a Fish and Wildlife Service plan to shoot nearly 500,000 birds to protect an endangered species they compete with, the northern spotted owl.
If we don't stop it, it will be the largest slaughter of birds of prey that any government has ever initiated in the world. and we think it's inhumane, it's unworkable, and it has a price tag of $1.35 billion.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
What Doug Hirth used to call the Gunlap Hour. I'm Jay Thurber. You can find me everywhere on social media, just shooting off my big mouth. The students are back at WRCT. I think we've got our first meeting on Monday afternoon, and I'm going to teach them how to be as articulate as I am. Don't do anything. Just put some stuff in your mouth and let it go like this. Let it rip. Clark Terry. hand to your heart here on Radio 9. 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber's Show. It's Carnegie Mellon Donut this hour in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin lacrosse leading your Carnegie Mellon Tartans by a score of 24-7. Pirates lost last night. They're going to try it again against the Washington Nationals. We'll check sports for you in about 45 minutes. It's the Tragical History Tour. This week, Lisa B. will be remembering the Beatles' visit to Hong Kong. So you're not going to want to miss that. That is 6 o'clock Eastern Time tonight on Tube City Online Radio with a repeat 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Yo!
Okay.
Yo!
Radio 9. part two. Radio
9. The best in rock, rhythm, and blues.
From 1967, and this is Buddy Holly and the Crickets on Radio 9. New music coming up next.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt and loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. Oh,
Crickets on Radio 9. At 2:22 chime time, new music from Wellington, New Zealand, from an artist who calls himself Tarn PK. It's coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages and also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You could hit pause when you needed to. Or hit rewind, like that time you got lost in your favorite song and missed your exit on the highway. Well, life doesn't always give you the time to change the outcome. Pre-diabetes does. Or as Wilford Brimley would say, diabetes. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop pre-diabetes before it leads to diabetes. So to learn your risk, take the one-minute risk test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. A message from the Ad Council. Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers has both takeout and delivery. For more information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit the website at spackbrothers.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Weather break, go, go!
Sunny and warm this weekend with a high of 85 this afternoon, mostly cloudy. Overnight with a low of 58 on Sunday, sunny with a high of 86. Monday, sunny, high 87. Tuesday, sunny, high 86. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 81 in Washington County, 84 in Beaver County. It's 80 now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 80. New music from Tarn PK. It's called Fear of Missing Out.
But try to settle the score. Maybe we are who we are. Put yourself out on a limb. Can only stretch so far. But try to take it as a win. See how long it lasts. But take it on the chin. Still find it hard to get past. And I'm still trying to set the wheels in motion. Don't think it's deserving of all of my devotion. Hold back the river, but it's turned into an ocean. Here's to hoping you don't.
music from a group, well, an artist called Tarn PK here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Jay Thurber!
That's me.
Please, more music.
Radio 9, just about an hour from now, the Backyard Brawl getting underway down in West Virginia at in Morgantown. It's Neyland Puskar Stadium, is that what it's called, I think, between Pitt and West Virginia. 108th time that these two teams have met in this heated rivalry between West Virginia University and the University of Pittsburgh. Jay from the North Hills called here at 412-385-7450. He said there is a they're asking someone to please move down at the stadium there. They're asking someone to please move your tractor. There is a John Deere tractor parked. It is blocking someone else in. The license plate number, Jay says, is E-I-E-I-O. So...
against my jazz, unless I try to play it too darn fast, I lose the beauty of the melody until it sounds like a symphony.
The Beatles on Radio 9. And Captain Jack called to remind me, as Jay from the North Hills also pointed out, that that joke was originally told by an announcer at Pitt Stadium years and years ago, when Pitt Stadium's been torn down for 27 years, and the announcer was fired for that, for telling that joke on the PA system at Pitt Stadium. Joke's on them, though. Because I don't work here. I can't be fired. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequencies, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien, and he can't be fired either. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:34, and this is Lee Dorsey.
Working in a coal mine.
Trash talking West Virginia University this afternoon. There's been very little trash talk online between the University of Wisconsin La Crosse and the Carnegie Mellon Tartans, who are playing right now at Gesling Stadium in Oakland. Right now, Wisconsin leading Carnegie Mellon 31-14. Wisconsin ranked number 9 in the nation. So a tough test for your number 17 ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans. About 3 minutes to go in that game. The problem when Carnegie Mellon trash talks you is you need a calculator and a dictionary just to figure out what the hell they're saying. Wait a minute, slow down. Let me write this down. I think you just insulted me, but I need to look this up. It's Tommy Tucker on Radio 9.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight. Put on
when I come dead.
Tommy Tucker on Radio. I know you want to hear some. Here's what the trash talk from Carnegie Mellon sounds like.
Ye old CI teacher!
E-D-S-C-Y-D-S, E-D-L-I-D-Y, K-G-C-K, cosine, 3.14159,
square root, cube root, log of 8, 4.16, CIT. Many a tear has to fall.
City, this is mine.
Baby,
Sound of the Superbs on Radio 9. We're going to explain exactly what the backyard brawl is right after this.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. Some don't make it to treatment simply because they don't have a ride. You can change that. Volunteer to drive with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
It's hard to believe not everybody in Pittsburgh pays attention to football. Not everybody cares about football. So if you're not sure exactly what this whole thing that's going on between Pitt and West Virginia this weekend is, don't feel bad. We could explain it. It sounds a little something like this.
It was back last October, I believe it was. We was going to hold a tent service all off at this college town. And we got there about dinner time on Saturday. And different ones of us thought that we ought to get us a mouthful to eat before that we set up the tent. And so we got off of the truck and followed this little bunch of people through this small little bitty patch of woods there. And we come up on a big sign. It says, "Get something to eat here." And I went up and got me two hot dogs and a big orange drink. And before that I could take every mouthful of that food, this whole raft of people come up around me and got me to where I couldn't eat nothing, up like, and I dropped my big orange drink. I did. Well, friends, they commenced to move, and they want so much that I could do but move with them. Well, we commenced to go through all kinds of doors and gates and I don't know what all, and I looked up over one of them, and it says North Gate. And we kept on going through there, and pretty soon we come up on a young boy. And he says, "Ticket, please." And I says, "Friend, I don't have a ticket. I don't even know where it is that I'm going." I did. Well, he says, "Come out as quick as you can." And I says, "I'll do her. I'll turn right around the first chance I get." Well, we kept on moving through there. And pretty soon, everybody got where it was that they was a-going because they parted, and I could see pretty good. I could. And what I seen was this whole raft of people a-setting on these two banks and a-looking at one another across this pretty little green cow pasture. Well, they was. And somebody had took and drawed white lines all over it and drove posties in it and I don't know what all. And I looked down there and I seen five or six convicts a-running up and down and a-blowing whistles. They was. And then I looked down there and I seen these pretty girls a-wearing these little bitty short dresses and a-dancing around. And so I sat down and thought I'd see what it was that was going to happen. I did. And about the time I got set down good, I looked down there and I seen 30 or 40 men come running out of one end of a great big outhouse down there. They did. And everybody where I was a-setting got up and hollered. And about that time, 30 or 40 come running out of the other end of that outhouse and the other bank full, they got up and hollered. And I asked this fellow that was besetting beside of me, I says, "Friend, what is it that they're hollering for?" Well, he whopped me on the back and he says, "Buddy, have a drink." Well, I says, "I believe I will have another big orange." And I got it and sat back down. And when I got down there again, I seen that them men had got in two little bitty bunches down there. They had rail close together, and they voted. They did. They voted and elected one man apiece. And them two men come out in the middle of that cow pasture and shook hands like they hadn't seen one another in a long time. And then a convict come over to where they was a-standing, and he took out a quarter, and they commenced to odd man right there. They did. Well, after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd manning for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing, And one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another number. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Listen to this show on Saturdays. I don't understand it. New music from the Allergies coming up after we check sports and weather.
Your front row center at the ball.
But you're one of the smart set that listens. So give yourself a pat on the back. College football action, a tough loss for your Carnegie Mellon Tartans. They fall to 1-1 after losing to the University of Wisconsin at La Crosse by a score of 38-14 this afternoon at Gesling Stadium. And just looking here to see if we've got statistics on this game. Yeah, Wisconsin far outrushing Carnegie Mellon and first downs. Wisconsin getting 25 first downs, Carnegie Mellon only 14. So tough day for the Tartans. Elsewhere, Pitt traveling to West Virginia to take on the Mountaineers in the backyard brawl. That game gets underway at 3:30, and Penn State will be hosting the Villanova Wildcats at 3:30. Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday afternoon. And it looks like Deshaun Elliott and Derek Harmon both will be out, along with Joey Porter Jr., Nick Herbig, and Alex Highsmith also listed as questionable. Pittsburgh Pirates lost to the Washington Nationals last night by a score of 6-5. It's the Bucks and Nats again today in Washington. Game time 4:05. Bubba Chandler will get the start for the Pirates.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny for the rest of the afternoon and warm with a high of 85. Cloudy overnight with a low of 58. Sunny on Sunday, high 86. Monday, sunny 87. Tuesday, sunny 86. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 85. Right now, 81 in Washington, 84 in Beaver County. It's 80 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 82 at WRCT. The new EP is called Bye Bye Baby. The allergies are going to close out today's show on Radio 9. Jay Thurber, and I can see by the old clock on the wall, there's a dead fly.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Stay tuned. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is coming up next here on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network, 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until next time, at this same time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Right now in Pittsburgh, it's 3 o'clock.
Never bring me.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.